B1049, it is a Friday morning, time for our Pet of the Week. And Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Another wonderful day.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Kinda, you know, it's not 20 below. Yay.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah. And you want to talk about pets this time. Now, this is a little different. This is something you call working cats, right?
Right, right. The old term was barn cats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Barn cats, working cats, and these are mostly, they're not feral, okay? Feral is a wild cat, period. Mm-hmm. You know, will not come to you, nothing. These are working cats. You know, every dairy farm has them, okay, all the time to get rid of the rodents. This is why, you know, we've often had them. They're wonderful cats to have, and they just kind of mull around and everything, and we do have some at the shelter. Every so often, they come up, and anyone that is up for adoption of the working or barn cats, they are already neutered. They are spayed, neutered, up to date on all their vaccinations for you, so you know you're getting a healthy cat to work for you. We just really stipulate, obviously, you have to go online, fill out an application, what you're looking for. And we do stipulate that you do give them good shelter, adequate food. You know, obviously, they're going to be mousers for you.
Right.
But still, you need to give them food and water and adequate shelter, especially from the cold and all, too. And then they'll go around and make your life a little bit happier, you know, so you don't have all the rodents, you know, which is so true, especially in the winter.
Yeah, that is true. And like, you got quite a few of those, you said?
At the moment, we have some, you know, it goes sporadically, if you will, you know, like anything. We do have some at the moment, and again, they're all looking for homes to get them occupied and get their job going too. You know, so mm-hmm. it's a win-win for mostly farmers and all too. You know, so you can have your cat that's doing the work for you, and especially obviously, you know, with the grain and the food, which attracts rodents and everything. This is a real problem for farmers and especially dairy farmers and all too. So we've always had cats around, you know, the farm all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walk around, you know, and sometimes they'll really, really be friendly. Sometimes they'll just go in a corner and do their work.
Do their thing. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Now you've got the working cats, you've got the regular pets for cats, and then you've got the dogs. Do you need donations?
Oh, golly, we do. Thank you so much for asking. You know, we are really pressed for donations. And I truly say the best way to do it is if you can send us a check, you know, in the mail, or drop off a cash donation. This way we can apply it to our immediate need at the shelter, whether it be medical supplies, because, again, everybody gets vaccinated, everybody gets spayed and neutered,
mm-hmm.
and it costs money, you know, for us. We have to keep the lights on and the heat going and everything else, too. So we, as a nonprofit, we really rely on the wonderful donations of our great community, and we always have. And we do have such a wonderful community. They built our shelter, for goodness
mm-hmm.
sakes, and they help keep it up for us all the time. And we, in turn, hopefully give them really, really great pets to take home.
Yeah. So if they could just mail in like a donation, then is that?
They can just mail in a donation if they want. Even if they want to call, they can even call and give us your credit card on the phone, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's easier for you, you know, PayPal, stuff like that, or you can stop by and just drop off a check or something. And again, it would be so great. The cash donations really come in handy because, again, for that immediate need of the day, if
mm-hmm.
you will, you know, it really, and it's tax deductible.
Oh,
don't
there you
forget,
go. Yeah.
You know, we are a nonprofit. So we're coming up to tax time, ouch. So if you want to get your donations in before the end of the year, now is the time to start doing it.
Right.
So, and it would really be a wonderful cause to give to,
yeah,
really.
A great cause, and yeah, great idea for tax time coming up too, if you need those deductions. So
like
you said, everybody can win. Well,
before
I let you go, our pet of the week is?
Several barn cats, good old working cats that you might need at your barn or warehouse.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dolores. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday for our pet tip.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.